This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Last week, NASA's chief of staff announced he would be stepping down. This is the fourth high-level resignation at NASA since the Columbia shuttle accident. All four men say their decision to leave the space agency was not prompted by the disaster. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
The first to resign was Ron Dittamore, who managed the space shuttle program. Then came Russell Turner, the CEO of United Space Alliance. That's the contractor that handles space shuttle operations. Followed by the director of NASA's Marshall Space Flight Center, Arthur Stevenson. And last week, Courtney Stad, NASA's chief of staff and White House liaison. Is this a coincidence? Roger Launius is a historian at the National Air and Space Museum. He says he can think of two times NASA has had an exodus this large, both after accidents. The Apollo 1 fire and Challenger.
Well, in the aftermath of the Challenger accident, there were a number of people who left their positions, were eased out in some instances, retired. In no case did these folks say, I'm leaving because of this accident. In no case did NASA senior officials say these folks were being fired. And in reality, those individuals weren't directly necessarily responsible for the accident, but that's sort of beside the point. A shakeup is expected in the context of this sort of thing, and it almost always happens.
The four officials who are resigning now all insist they are not being forced out. Shuttle manager Ron Dittamore said he had planned to leave NASA before the Columbia accident. CEO Russell Turner is taking a high-profile job in industry. Marshall director Arthur Stevenson, who's 60 years old, says he's taking an educational position at NASA until he retires. He'll have been at NASA for 5 years. He says that's about as long as he likes to stay in any job.
I find that about 5 or 6 years, I begin to feel like my effectiveness, my ability to make a difference is not what it was when I started. And my thinking was I need to talk about the possibility of leaving. And in the process of doing that with my boss, he suggested that I leave soon rather than later because it would enable a new center director to come in, get established, and take the workforce in the right direction to return to flight.
Courtney Stad, NASA's chief of staff, told NPR he's leaving because he was, quote, living off jet fumes, financially speaking, and veering into gross negligence with respect to family obligations. Was he encouraged to resign? No way, Stad said. Sometimes the reason someone leaves is as boring as what you see before your own eyes. Coincidence or not, Diane Vaughn, a sociologist at Boston College who wrote about the Challenger accident, says these departures may do NASA more harm than good.
They are the people who have learned from the mistakes that happened that led up to it. And when they leave, then you lose a significant part of that institutional memory.
A recent Government Accounting Office report flagged the loss of key people as a general problem for NASA. In just 5 years' time, a quarter of all its science and engineering employees will be eligible to retire. Historian Roger Launius says a management shakeup is probably unavoidable now. There's an almost universal four-step process for dealing with events like this, answering what happened, how, and why. The fourth step is basically someone has to lose their job. We need to affix blame, even if there's no one to blame.
Now, the question you have to ask yourself is that if another person were in that position, would anything different have happened? Could a person other than Ron Dittamore have made different decisions? Would they have made different decisions? And the answer on that is probably not.
And it may just be wise to move on after an accident. Launius knew the spacecraft manager for Apollo 1 30 years after that disaster. His name was Joe Shea. The fire on the launch pad that day killed 3 astronauts.
Joe Shea thought about what took place with the Apollo accident all the time. It would come up in conversation, in settings that one would not think. He would bring it up and tell you a story about some aspect of that. And it wasn't that he was always constantly wringing his hands with deep regret about it, but clearly that was present at a subliminal level in all of his activities.
Launius says Joe Shea was eased out of his job after the Apollo 1 fire, possibly for his own health. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.